What's the Vachi Kama? Eli Simoni Chayi Leida Shechel Bamuta. Like, what's in the gate to know if it's a Chayi or not? As if it's kosher or not, in Echnami. There's no new Simonim, it's the same Simon of the Behema. But Nafkumina, if it's a Chayi or not, is the Chayi of Muta. We know the Chayi of the Behema is also Tit, some Chayi. But the Chayi of a Chayi is always Muta. So if we have to know what's called a Chayi, that it's Chelba, its fats are always Muta. Vachi Kama. That the chelbay of it is muta. So what's the simon of a chaya? Called sheyesh lo kenayim mutlofim. If it has horns and it has hooves, those are simonim. It has horns and it has what the tlofim. Rashi has tziponi apasois. Mashma, the hooves come to a point. It has nails on its hooves. That's a proof that it's a chaya. Yeah. Rabbi Doisu Amar Yesh Lo Kenayim. If the animal has horns on it, Yatasorach Lasa Tlofim, then you don't have to check out its hooves to see if it has nails there or not. But Yesh Lo Tlofim, if it only has nails on its hooves, then still Tzorachat Lasa Kenayim is left to check out its horns. Now the Kerish, this type of an animal, Rashi says Chayi the Gama Forish Lo. So this animal, this Chayi the Kerish, Afal Pi Shein Loi El Kerenachas. Even though it only has one horn, still mutter, still that's also called a chaya, that its chel of its fat is mutatit. So Mara says, klolu, is this the klal what you're saying now, anytime it has horns? Yes, yeah, so that, anytime it has horns, so that's called, anytime it has horns, that's called a chaya, is that true? For an ace, if you have a goat, yeah, you have an ace, a goat, the yesh lo kenayim mutlofim, the chol bayasar, we know clearly a goat, it has both. The goat has horns, and it also has hooves, and these nails there, and still we know its fat is also. So when it says like this, kruchais binan. It has to be kruchais, means the horns, they have to be rounded, kruchais. And Rashi by an A is they're not rounded. Rashi says kruchais means a gildi klifi al klifi kain kani yashor. That's a simon of a chaya. It has to be kruchais. For the more of a ray shore, I have an ox to kruches, that its horns are ye kruches, they're also a little bit rounded. The chelba yosan still is called the behema, yet chelab is also. So my answer is two things. Charuka is binin. You have to have horns that have like notches on it. It has to have charukas. Rash is malayas pegim, there's a lot of notches on the horns. For the more again, vare eis, you have a goat to charukas, there are a lot of notches on it, and still the chelba yosan. And still the fat is also. So even though it has horns, and even though the horns have notches on it, still it could be a behema. So Mara says, Mefutzol is binin. It has to be that the horns branch out, they have to be split. If the horns are split, like come into a fork-like, that's a simen chaya. Previ Marai, Varei Tzvi, Yavadir. Dei Mefutzolus, its horns are not split-like. And still the chal bemuta. We know that Tzvi, a deer, is called a chaya, it's chalbi is muta. So then says, chaduras binan, that they have to be chaduras. Rashi says, agulas, it has to be round, shemati. Like a shaleis, not like a goat, that's rechavis, a little bit wider. Yes, one shot, Rashi says, lenira, the kruchas hanagos, the very full kruchas means round. Yeah. So as the rest of the Gassin Chadugas means Ken Kani Ayel Tzvi Shechad Lamar, has to be pointy on top. That's the Teretz. Teretz is a simon of a chayir is that has to be pointy on top. Hilkach, therefore, Heichid de Mifzalo, if the horns split, yeah, then Leidin of Leidina, then everybody knows that's for sure it's a simon that it's a chayir. Only chayir horns are split. Heichod lemislav, in a case where the horns are not split, then binan kuruchais, chaduras vechakuruchais. You have to have all three. They have to be a little bit rounded, a little bit long, and a little bit sharp it has to be. You have to have all of them. It has to be rounded, pointed, and also has to have notches on it. Now, vuhu and vecharukas, these notches, vudim ivloye chakayu, that the notches, like a they have to run one into the other. Yeah. Vu de mivla chakayu. That the notches one run into another. Vahainu sveikad iza. And this is what is the suffix about an iza. Of what? The Sveika Dizer Karkuza. Weißt du, there was an eighth in Karkuza that there was a shayla exactly what is it? If it's a chay or not. So that has a suffix. Rashi says, Vainu Sveika Dizer Karkuza. Shekan of Chadukas for Chakuris, because its horns were taka, they were pointing, and they also had notches on it. Maybe it's called a chayu. I don't remember. It says kivun the shmoyes. Maybe it has the shame of a goat. It's called a min behema. So that animal, that goat, that in Kakuza, that was a suffix. What did it have? It had simoni chaya, but the mice, they called it an ace. That was a suffix. The other one says he is a Kakuza. The attacker is once this goat of Kakuza. The every reshklusa had it. The ochor molit sina de tarbamine, that he took off a basket full of fat. In other words, by they pasch and they have the shame chaya, and therefore let eat the fats. Rav Acha also. Oh no, could be stam. They had a basket full of fat of that animal. So Shalom, what's the loch on the fat? So Rav Acha also. Rav Acha said that fat is also. Because this is called a behema. It's called an ace. Rav Shmuel Brei, Rav Avua ochor mine. He ate from it. He don't know. It's called a chaya because that is money chaya. Koronashi called upon himself me pri ish tispa bitnoi. Advice to is he'll satisfy himself. The chokum will satisfy himself because he knew the locha. Shochu mitoma. They sent the locha from Eretz Yisrael that he'll cause the gavos to Shmuel bread of avua. That's the locha tak. That tak really is smuta. But the hizru rabbeinu achoi shemer ene goylehu. But be careful about the opinion of Rabbi Choi, because he's what? He's Meir Enei HaGoyla. So even though the Ikra Locha by says is like Shmuel, that's Muta, but still you should be careful not to be matred in front of Rabbi Choi, because he was a Choshva person. Hirashi says that his Rabbi Choi, Linog by Kovav Lodin Lefonov Ka Locha, Achiyach Saboy, Vololatir Befonov, Mashu Oysa Shemeir Enei Goylehu. Since he was a chashva person, like don't be mekel in front of him, even though really the loch is that it's muta. Yenadimar says the keresh afapi shein lel kerenachas muta. This animal, the keresh, even though it only has one horn, still it's called the chaya. It's chelav is muta. Amar Rav Yehuda keresh tevia teveilam. So he says like this that the keresh, it's a deer of belilam. That's what it is. Keresh is tevia. It's a deer teveilam. Yeah, tagris, what's called tagris? Tagris, that's arid ve'ilam. Tagris is the lion from the ve'ilam. Amar Rav Kana, tishi moyis heve ben unulunya. So he said, there's a distance of nine amos, yeah, from one ear to the other ear, of the lion of the spela. So tisham, the nine amos, heve ben unulunya, from one ear to the other ear, the arid ve'ilam, this arid, this lion. Omer Rav Yosef, shisasa amosa, 16 amis, heavy mashka de tovid ve'ilam. 16 amis, was how long this deer of ve'ilam was. These are special animals. Omer like case of Yeshua ben Chanina. So the case of the king said to Yeshua ben Chanina, Eloi keichem kari maskil, like your Hashem makes himself like a lion. The Siddur Pasuk says, "Ari Shayig Milo Yoro," that the lion roars. Who's not going to be afraid? It's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, my Ravusa, what's the Chiddush over here? Like, what's the greatness of this? My Ravusa, Parsha Kotlari. A horseman can kill the lions. What's so great to be like a lion? Omla, he said back to him, "Lav Kai Ari Mosol." He doesn't mean to say Hashem is like a regular lion, but rather Kari Deveilam. Mosla, because Baruch was like the lion of Ve'ilam. They said that's how big it was. It was nine amos from one ear to the other ear. Such a lion, he can't kill so fast. Omalei bina de meschadele. So the case, I want to see this lion. So Omalei, Yeshua said back to him, no. He said back to him. Yeshua Bechlin said back to him, le motzis chazizle, you can't see this lion, it's too big, it's too fearful. Omalei ivra chazinele, yes, please, I want to see him. So boy Rachmi Sebishua started with Chimchnina Davin to Hashem, and the Saki Meduchtes, this lion, started to move from its place to become close, come nearby. Kiavimachet Abu Meya Parse, when it was still 400 parses away, Niyam Chatkola gave out one roar, Apilo kol mavrito. All pregnant ladies were mapil. The shura derum enofel, and the walls of Rome fell down. And then the lion still came closer. Adam rachik closer may have passed when it was only 300 passes away. Niem kolach rina gave out another roar. And Norsa Kicha Vishina the Gavri, the people's teeth, the molars fell out of place. The Yafu, even the Kesa Norsa fell off, Mikrasaya from his throne, Liyari to the ground. So Amalek, now the Kesa said, listen, but Matusiminor, please, Boy Rachmale, daven back to Lahadri Laduchta, that the lion should go back to his place. And Echnami was masking, we don't want to see this lion, he's afraid of this lion, he says, please let it go back to his place. So Boy Rachmale, Bishua, daven to Hashem, and